Now that we discussed on the talent management, international recruitment, and the overall talent development vertical of the international human resource practices, in this chapter, we are going to focus on how we are managing the performance internationally. Let's understand the international performance management at a glance. The purpose here to align the expat's performance with the global business goals through a knowledge transfer and leadership development. The significance is for vital in the global economy dominated by multinational firms focus on the expert's career and talent management practices. As a part of our expert adjustment, it is crucial from the selection point of view, managing and preparing them from the performance management per se. It also impacts the organizational success and enhances the overall success abroad, the post conclusion or the post expiry of the expat agreement. Hence, as a part of my international performance management, we need to have the purpose, the significance, and the expat adjustment as a part of my entire employee life cycle, keeping my expert as a part of my expat business management as one of the key focus is the element we need to focus upon. Law of risk of mismanagement, which is leading to underperformance and the high turnover from an expat point of view, is one of the key challenges which we all are struggling with. From an emerging trends point of view, the rising competition, the global talent management from the emerging technologies, from an emerging economies point of view are one of the demands which we need to focus and we need to improve the overall adjustment and the overall performance from a strategy and from a priorities point of view. From a target audience point of view, you need to take care of your global HR professionals, particularly keeping the businesses from a student, from an expats, and from an overall practical insights, which typically it's going to help you to manage the global mobility as a part of your entire performance management from an international element point of view. In this chapter, we'll understand the relationship between the culture and performance management. We're going to also address the challenges of managing the expat-related performances. At the same time, it will help us to identify the key areas of enhancement from an international assignment point of view. And of course, it also going to help us to explore the solution from an improvement, from an overall expat performance point of view as a part of our key element, because at the end of this slide, we will be able to understand these four key elements of our performance management system. Now, the impact of culture on performance is one of the key influences from an overall learning and development, from an overall development point of view. Hence, it is very important to understand that cultural influences, on motivation and work behavior. If you are highly motivated, it talks a lot positively about your culture, about your motivation, and overall as an organization, how healthy you are from a competition point of view. At the same time, it also focuses on the differences from a feedback, goals, and reward system mechanism point of view, because when I talk about cultural performances, it's going to help you to understand your overall reward mechanism as a part of your cultural performance management system. A lot of cultural variation, particularly from an individual point of view and from a collectiveness point of view, is the key element of understanding the impact of culture on performance, because two human beings will not match from an overall cultural point of view. Everybody has a lot of influence of talent and culture in your day-to-day behaviors. And basis on the behavior, you need to be culturally sensitive to be able to adapt to such variations between their performance, between their performance management is one of the key elements of impact of culture on performance. Now, when I talk about culture and motivation, typically when I say motives, they are like self-efficiency. At the same time, they talk a lot from your overall self-efficacy. as a self-efficacy element, you are able to achieve what you want to achieve from a varies from culture to culture, from person to person. And hence we say motives like self-efficacy and achievement vary across cultures. Individualistic cultures emphasizes on personal feedback, collectiveness from a group, from a value feedback point of view. It is very important for you to keep your individuality, at the same time understand the feedback from an individual per se and from a group per se, to be able to have that collective positive feedback as a part of your talent and culture, talent and motivation, culture and motivation point of view. Culture norms are playing a major role in defining the success of your organization. If you are truly one of the organization who believes in fostering the culture positively from an overall development point of view, definitely today culture as a norm plays a major role in defining your organization's success and overall adoption of your policies in practically ensuring that whatever we have decided from our vision, mission point of view, you are able to adapt them from a long-term person. Hence, talent and motivation are one of the key important elements as a part of our discussion of managing performance internationally as one of the key elements. Now, let's dissect this further between culture and goals. Goal-setting theories differ across cultures because if we have a highly influential culture, a positive culture as a part of your learning strategy, you will be able to define your goals positively and you will be able to drive them from a long-term person. Power distance also affects the overall goal commitment and performance within the organization, basis the culture and the goal strategy of your long-term, short-term and overall performance from an individual and a group point of view as one of the key differentiators between the learning curve. At the same time, a moderate versus difficult goal differences will be the key game changer between culture and goal setting. Hence, it is one of the key important elements. If you look at the image here, while everybody is following one direction, if you are challenging your own personal attributes, if you're challenging your own growth process, definitely if you are challenging it, it will be able to give you the positive impact. And if you are committed to your personal commitment, overall job and goal commitments, the moderate versus difficult goal preferences will help you to grow up the ladder quickly and very fast from an overall development point of view. When I say culture and feedback delivery methods, typically, you know, it differs from person to person, culture to culture, basis on how we are taking feedback in a positive way or we are taking feedback in a negative way. Feedback styles are generally influenced by different cultural assertiveness and the power distance between the organization and the cultural sensitivity. As a part of our collectiveness approach, when I say culture prefers group feedback, whereas individually I may not be in a favor of supporting that right particular way of managing the culture, as one of the individualistic approach, culture feedback on individual performance. Hence, how people react in a group, how people react collectively, and how people react individually varies basis on the feedback and the level in which we have created that sensitivity between our culture and feedback mechanism is one of the key elements of feedback and culture. Positive feedback is typically preferred universally because whenever you take feedback positively, it gives you the right element, the right mixture of all the positive feedback which will help you to develop your individual life cycle, your overall organization's life cycle, and at the same time, you'll be able to marry both your long-term and short-term goals positively if you are somebody who is very positive and who is somebody who is accepting feedback very, very positively, and it is preferred language universally. Let's understand the culture and the reward mechanism. Economic and culture play as one of the important factors from shaping the reward system. Why do I say this? It is preferred that it varies from different cultures how the performance pay has been incorporated in the organization. For example, if I say in US, US prefers to be a performance-based incentive or a performance-based pay as a part of their preferred option. Whereas in Japan, they also provide a performance-based incentive, but that is purely based on the seniority. How much time you have spent in the organization and from a hierarchy point of view, how senior you are in the system. Hence, from US, Japan and many other cross-cultural sensitivity point of view, both culture and reward plays a positive impact on your complete reward mechanism practices. But particularly with US and Japan culture, they are highly influenced on the process of being a performance-driven culture, more from a pay point of view. At the same time, in Japan, the focus is more on the seniority. And hence, basis on your individual characteristics and your preferred choice, you may define which way you need to move, and accordingly, you need to shape your culture and reward mechanism. When I talk about this, I also need to focus on the alignments, you know, which typically is the key areas of international assignments. When I talk about the international assignment, one of the key elements is selection of the candidates with cross-cultural abilities. If you select the right person, the right resource for the right role, it definitely will improve your ability, and the selection procedure can be enhanced because you have developed that cultural cross-cultural sensitivity and you are able to understand your assignments in a much, much better and clear way. At the same time, when we talk about the expats as a part of our, you know, registration, re-registration, it is also executed from a structured process point of view. Whenever any expat assignment which is getting reassigned or it is getting completed, please try to understand on the basis of the assignment, your key areas of international assignment varies on the structured process in which you have developed your entire assignment. A lot of focus is also on long-term goals, knowledge transfers, and leadership development. Periodic knowledge transfer is one of the key elements for international assignments. When I say international assignments, a lot of domestic and international repercussions comes into picture. Lot of government-related compliances, lot of international compliances comes into picture because your goal-setting activity is not restricted only to one particular geographies. It expands your entire horizon to international locations too. Hence, as a part of your goal-setting technology, as a part of your knowledge transfer, please involve your key stakeholders and also have your leadership development processes in place to be able to assign the key areas of international assignments. As a part of this activity, we also need to understand the effectiveness of management from an expat assignment point of view. Point number one, assigning the right person for the right role. So here we are not only focusing on that one particular person as a part of my process, I am also understanding that one particular person, whether that person is fitting into the role which I need to get into. Whether this person whom we are assigning that role, is that person fitting it as a right person for the right role. At the same time, we also need to ensure that we are able to have a competent and a long-term global leadership development as a part of my initiatives from a performance management point of view. Point number three, here we focus on preparing our employees for culture adjustments. When I say cultural adjustments, as we discussed about from an international geography point of view, it varies from place to place, country to country. Hence, you need to be sensitive with your employees, because a lot of cultural adjustments will be a key element as a part of our effective management of expat assignments. Few of the challenges of performance appraisal from an expat point of view are the key element of the culture biasness, which varies from country to country, and these will be one of the key game changers from the evaluation point of view and purely from a country specific biases, unbiases, and the patterns in which you need to understand how we are able to come out of these biases. Home offices, at the same time managing our managers, our workplaces, because many a times our managers are not sensitized enough to be able to take care of the difference performance appraisal mechanism, and this becomes one of the key challenges from managing your managerial effectiveness from a local and a global presence point of view as a key element and as one of the key challenges. From a communication gap point of view, you also need to understand that there is a lot of pressure, there is a lot of importance given to international experience, because as a part of your expat appraisal and the performance management system, communication is one of the key elements, because if there is a gap in between, there is a lack of international experience both internally and externally, and as a part of our expat performance appraisal, we need to create that sensitivity within our team members to be able to take this biases and take it positively, and how we can promote an unbiased approach from a cultural point of view, from an office and home managers, people who are working from home, people who are working from office, how we can manage and have a proper balance between both of them, and of course a periodic communication and managing the gap. Lack of international experience would be key elements you need to focus on as a part of our performance appraisal mechanism. From a host country evaluation point of view, there are a few elements we need to focus upon. You need to ensure that your local culture norms influencing performance reviews. As a part of my performance reviews, you need to take care of your local norms. At the same time, basis on the local norms, how internationally you are aligned to your norms is one of the key pointers you need to do your evaluation upon. As a part of our participative decision making, it may also lead to misunderstanding, because when you are participating as a part of our local and international cultural mismanagement, it may lead a lot of misunderstanding, and hence you need to evaluate the right blend to be able to take care of your talent and culture and your performance management as a part of our performance appraisal mechanism. As a part of our activities, also there's a lot of perception about the expats from a local expectations point of view. They are highly influenced by the local expectations, but from an expat point of view, when they are working with different country, lot of cultural expectations, lot of cultural misfitment could be one of the outcome of the challenges from a host country evaluation point of view. Hence, to be able to manage all these perceptions based on the local expectations is one of the key element which we need to focus from a international human resource management point of view. Now that we are focusing on the different elements, let's focus on the home office evaluation. When I talk about the home office evaluation here, a lot of focus is on the visible metrics like profit, productivity as one of the key elements, which is the game changer from a home office evaluation point of view. At the same time, the challenge of neglecting the local challenges like a political instability or a strike will be one of the key elements we need to focus upon, because if you neglect that, you will be able to create more and more challenges for you from a home evaluation, office evaluation point of view. a lot of possibility for misaligned performance as one of the criteria, because what happens is from a home office evaluation, you need to focus more on different metrics in such a way that you are more productive. At the same time, you are able to manage your profit in a positive way. You also need to neglect the challenges typically because of a political instability, because of strike, on these personal attributes, which typically influences the overall working culture within the organization and outside the organization. At the same time, there are high possibilities that, you know, such misaligned performance criteria could be one of the key elements which will keep your performance, you know, underperform. And hence, it's very important for you to understand all the alignment of your performance criteria so that you know what are the metrics in which you need to work for. And basis on that, you are able to take care of your KRAs, which typically focuses on your key responsibility and as a part of my activity, what are the key activities I need to focus upon. Now that we are focusing on the employment opportunities from an international human resource point of view, let's understand what are the factors that are affecting my performance, typically keeping the expats into consideration. Technical expertise and cultural adjustment is one of the key elements which affects the performance of an expat. Personal and family adaption from a foreign environment point of view is a key element, a key game changer. At the same time, company provided support through training and resources. So if I focus on these three key elements which factors the important aspect of affecting any performance of an expat, we need to focus that they are culturally fit in both local and international environment. At the same time, they are culturally fit from a family adoption point of view, because here they are relocating with you along with your families. And that's the reason, you know, that misfit between the culture and the cultural insensitivity will be one of the key elements which will impact your overall factors affecting your expat performance. And hence, lot of company provided assets are being provided to the expats to be able to develop them, and there's a lot of focus on training them, ensuring them they are adapted to the global crisis which they will be getting into as a part of their resource management, as a part of their global challenges. And hence today, focusing a lot on training these resources is one of the key elements of managing your expat performance. When I talk about the cultural adjustments, it focuses on the key to communication and collaborating with host nationals. When I say host nationals, you know, we are referring to people who are hosted in the local environment, whereas they may be working for an international location, but here currently they are hosted in your home country. And that's the reason the cross-cultural adjustments is one of the key elements as a part of our performance management, as a part of our performance development. There's a lot of personal variables like marital status, understanding the family adjustments. These are the key elements which matters from a cultural adjustment point of view. For example, if I'm migrating along with my family, taking care of the culture not only at a local level but also at an international level becomes one of the key elements, and this could also be one of the challenges of adjusting the people between the cross-cultural alignments. It also focuses on the impact of stress on performance in foreign locations, particularly in the foreign environment. If you are very much culturally fit in one particular area, one particular geography, the moment you change the geography, that particular person may not be culturally fit. For example, if I am somebody who prefers to work in a cold climate, when I say cold climate, I'm referring to a geography which typically provides you a cool environment, you know, somewhere where it is winter as a part of our season. Suddenly you put them into a location, to a place which is very humid, very warm, just because of the mismatch between the location, this particular person may not be culturally adjusting to those geographies, and that's how the problem would come. Hence, we need to focus on a lot of cultural adjustments, keeping the environment into consideration, and stress as one of the important parameters, because in spite of a positive work-life balance, because you are not culturally fit from an environment point of view, it may create a miscalculation and you may lose a good candidate. And hence, striking a balance between the culture, between the geographies and the adjustments from an environment point of view, both internal and external, is one of the key elements of having a cultural adjustment from a long-term perspective. Also, providing a company support throughout the selection process is one of the key elements of a cross-cultural environment, because here they focus a lot on training your company, training your employment, training your resources from a company support point of view, because this will enhance your overall productivity and your employment will be long-term and people will be very, very happy with you as one of the key elements of the game, changing parameters which typically are cross-cultural training in nature. At the same time, we are preparing of employees and their families from a company support point of view, because a lot of preparation is done for you, for your family members from an employment point of view. And that's why today a lot of company supports this from a long-term per se to be able to take care of your human resources positively. Some of the solutions which we will help us to improve our expat performance is what is available on the screen. Here we focus a lot on incorporating the assignments from a difficulty level and from a evaluation point of view. At the same time, a lot of emphasis is being done on the on-site manager evaluation over the home office inputs. At the same time, we are able to adapt our performance criterias to local conditions. And hence, when I talk about the expat performance, these are few of the key elements which will help you to improve your overall performance appraisal mechanism, because here we define the difficulty level of the evaluation. We also are creating that sensitivity between your manager and you as an employee to be able to take care of the home office input, to be able to adjust the cross-cultural element. At the same time, we are also able to adapt to a performance-driven organization, both from the local and from a global process, and that's how you'll be able to adapt to a newer culture slowly and steadily, and you'll be able to perform better from a long-term per se. Now, let's talk about tailoring the performance criteria. The first element we need to focus upon is how do I modify the evaluation based on the on-site specific challenges. Point number two focuses on involving the return expat from a developing evaluation framework. The third element focuses on considering the context from a sensitivity and from a performance matrix point of view. So here, when we are tailoring our performance evaluation criteria, we need to take care of our on-site challenges. We need to involve the old, expats, people who have already worked in the earlier culture from a earlier sensitivity, from the earlier experiences point of view. You need to learn from them, and basis on the evaluation which they have developed upon, you need to design your framework in such a way that you are able to take care of your past experiences and helping them to promote the newer culture. At the same time, you need to also consider the context from a sensitive performance matrix point of view. When we talk about incorporating the expat insights, we are talking about recognize their contribution to bridge the cultural gap, debriefing sessions to capture the invaluable and important valuable insights. At the same time, giving examples of improved collaboration through expat feedback. These are the few elements you need to take care of while we are incorporating the expats from an insights point of view. For you, it's very important to bridge the gap between the positive culture and negative culture. Once you do a study of your culture, you know what are your areas of improvement and what are your areas of expertise. And basis on that, you need to bridge the gap and you need to have a lot of briefing and debriefing session to create that insight, to create that value and ensure that through a collaborative feedback, improved feedback mechanism, you are able to take care of not only your local domestic businesses and the people of the team, you also need to be culturally sensitive to people who are your expats, who are working to working with you from an international presence point of view. From an upcoming global trend in performance management point of view, there are three shifts which you see on the screen. The first focus is on integration of personal and professional goals. The second element focuses on shift to project-based reviews and pay structures. And on the extreme right, you need to be empathetic and context from a driven performance rating point of view. So here, if you see, you need to be fair. At the same time, you need to value the overall performance of your expat from a trend point of view. So please be very sensitive to your employees, particularly expats, to be able to integrate all their personal and professional goals, wherein if they are able to take care of both personal and professional objectives, they will be with you from a long term per se. At the same time, you also need to focus a lot and shift your perception from generic performance review to value-based performance structure, pay structure, basis on the international standards of your compensation to be able to retain your employee from a long-term per se. At the same time, you need to be more and more empathetic-driven manager, leader, from a context-driven point of view, because a lot of work is being judged upon from a performance rating point of view. And hence, you need to be sensitive with your employment opportunity, particularly keeping international expats as one of the key elements from an upcoming global trend of performance management point of view. From an automation point of view, a lot of work, you know, has been done and there's a lot of work happening. And hence, we say automation in feedback. From a feedback mechanism point of view, use a lot of performance tracking and analyze your performance, because when you track your statistics, when you check your statistics data, it tells a lot about your past, present, and where we are getting into from a trend analysis point of view. A lot of real-time feedback helps you to improve from a continuous improvement point of view. At the same time, leveraging your automotive performance management system is one of the key elements of your automation from a feedback point of view, because you always need to ensure that we are somebody who are giving constant feedback to our managers, to our employees, to our organization from an overall feedback mechanism point of view. And automation is one of the key you need to focus upon, because once you have automated data, you can interpret the data, you can analyze the data, and from a long-term per se, also how beautifully we are able to retrieve the data as quickly as possible is one of the key elements of automation in feedback mechanism.